Are you a morning person or a night person? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ed Hurt, professor in the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences at Indiana University Bloomington, discusses how self-sabotaging behavior might happen when we think we're at our best.
Morning people excel in the morning, night people at night, right? You would think so, but in human psychology, things are rarely simple. As a psychologist, I'm interested in motivation and performance, in failure and success. And unfortunately, people sometimes set themselves up to fail. Ironically, this self-handicapping behavior or self-sabotage comes from a desire to protect the ego. When faced with a challenge, people get nervous, and nerves cause them to make bad decisions. Maybe they don't study before a big test, or they stay up until 2 a.m. binge-watching their favorite TV show. Then, if they fail, they can blame it on circumstances beyond their control. But self-sabotage takes mental energy. So much so, in fact, that my lab recently found strong evidence that you're more likely to do it when you're feeling the most alert. We tested 237 students to learn if their internal clocks were tuned to the morning or night. Then we gave them intelligence tests, some at night, others in the morning. And we told half that stress could cause poor performance on the exam. Then we surveyed everyone about how much stress they felt before the test. As counterintuitive as it may seem, the morning people reported less stress when they took the test at night. The night owls reported less stress in the morning. Only at peak hours did they report higher stress levels. Based solely on this study, you might conclude that you should tackle your hardest tasks at your off-peak hours. But that would mean challenging yourself when you lack all the cognitive tools you need to achieve top performance. Although it's not always easy, you're better off working on your self-confidence, not trying to outsmart a self-sabotaging tendency.
That was Ed Hurt of Indiana University Bloomington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.